Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn. And for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Today, we'll be discussing one of my very favorite nonprofits in this entire area, the Wildlife Center of the North Coast. They do amazing work, and we all know how enriched our lives are when we see and experience wildlife here on the North Coast or anywhere. We're going to be talking today about what the Wildlife Center of the North Coast does and about the second annual Founders Dinner they're having on Sunday, October 21st at the Seaside Convention Center. Here in the studio to discuss all things Wildlife Center of the North Coast, we have Josh Sarampa. Josh is the Executive Director of the Wildlife Center of the North Coast. Hi, Josh.
Hi, Donna.
So happy to have you here.
Yeah, happy to be here.
And we also have in the studio the lovely Southern Belle Mary Paige Rose. She is the Development Director for the Wildlife Center of the North Coast. Hi, Mary Paige.
Hey, Donna.
Before we talk about the Wildlife Center of the North Coast and about the terrific event coming up on Sunday, October 21st in Seaside at the Convention Center, let's learn a little bit about each of you. So, Josh, please tell the listening audience about yourself.
Okay. Well, I'm a third-generation Astorian. I grew up here in Astoria, graduated Astoria High School in 2010. I started volunteering out of the Wildlife Center after having a long lifetime passion for wildlife when I was 16. So between my sophomore and junior year of high school, I started volunteering. Didn't know what to expect with the organization. Thought there's a common misconception with the Wildlife Center, where with most wildlife rehab centers, where you walk in there and it's going to be bottle feeding some cute, fluffy, adorable little animal. Of course, it's primarily birds. I didn't know the first thing about birds. I was frankly kind of afraid of them at the time, but still fell fast in love with the work and the mission, and then got my wildlife rehab license when I was 18, tested for it through the state of Oregon, Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife. I became kind of the unofficial volunteer assistant rehabilitator for the organization under our founder, Charnel Fee, and then in 2015, when our founder passed away, our board of directors appointed me executive director in her stead, and 3 years later, here I am.
Somebody. Right. Well, it was in your blood and your bones. You had a passion for it, and so you organically have grown with the organization. And in a few minutes, we'll find out the story for people who aren't familiar with the story of how the Wildlife Center of the North Coast came to be. Mary Paige, please tell the listening audience a bit about yourself.
Well, I am not a third-generation Astorian. I'm actually a native Alabamian and fell in love with Oregon when I was an 8-year-old child and came out here to Florence. I was amazed at this beauty of this land. So I actually moved out here when I arrived 30 years ago last week from Texas to Portland, and I've been in marketing and advertising my whole life. I graduated from Auburn University, which was one of the very first rehab vet schools of eagles, the golden eagles, when they were very, very scarce. And I actually love to do watercolors of birds. That's where my affinity with the center started happening. And one day I met Josh. And so I'm fresh off the Astoria Music Festival and plopped right into the Wildlife Center and love every bit of it.
Well, isn't that wonderful that the Auburn University in Alabama was rehabilitating eagles and they were also the mascots?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. In fact, we did talk a little bit about this. I said I wasn't going to do it, but I am going to do it. Nova flew around the Olympic Stadium in Salt Lake City, and that is one of our two eagles that fly at the home games at Auburn University.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you obviously have a connection, too.
Yes, ma'am.
And I remember I had Josh on my program one time before, and he was talking about originally he had this fear of birds, and then he got to see that birds have personalities. And that's so interesting, whether it's pelicans or whatever. So we'll talk more about that later. But all right, for those listeners who aren't familiar with the Wildlife Center of the North Coast, how did it come to be? Let's hear the story of its founding.
Sure. So our founder, her name is Charnel Fee. She was a 25-year paralegal in Portland. That's where she was born and raised, is Portland, Oregon. She took a sabbatical from her job at the law firm she was working at and started volunteering at the Oregon Zoo. They had an owl rehab program at the Oregon Zoo at the time. She started volunteering there, fell in love with working with the birds, helping the wildlife, went back to work at the law firm, started volunteering at Portland Audubon on her weekends and in the evenings. Portland Audubon is a wildlife care center there in Portland, the oldest one in the nation.
And she then started volunteering doing turtle rehab in Portland, native turtle rehab. And then she started, she was volunteering all over. She worked as an avian veterinary technician at an avian veterinary clinic in Lake Oswego for a while. And then she decided that she wanted to do her own thing. And she saw that there was no help all along the Oregon coast for native wildlife. So while still working as a paralegal in Portland and commuting back and forth from Astoria, she purchased her 105 acres out on Highway 202, where we are now located, and was rehabbing in the evenings and weekends and commuting to work in the mornings and working all day long as a paralegal until she finally retired and moved to Astoria full-time and became the one and only, really one and only rehabilitation facility in on the Oregon coast. And we are currently, as of now, Oregon Coast Aquarium is trying to get their own rehab center started up, but we are currently the only seabird specialty facility in all of Oregon. So we cover about, 160, 170 miles of coast in our geographic zone, caring for almost all native wildlife, all native birds and some native mammals. Still fulfilling Charnel's original mission, which was to help the native wildlife of the coast.
And I see you are wearing a terrific hoodie, mm-hmm. which you have for sale on your website, the yeah. Wildlife Center of the North Coast. And there are two pelicans mm-hmm. on the front, and it says Rescue, Rehab, Release.
Yeah.
And that is really the mission of yep. the Wildlife Center of the Northern Coast, although you not only rescue, rehab, release, but you also have educational programs. But let's talk about the facility itself. So what is at the actual facility on Highway 202?
Yeah, so like I said, we have 105 acres that Charnel originally purchased. And I forgot to add that. Charnel passed away in 2015. So we have, when she first started the facility, there was a single wide trailer that she operated out of. That was our hospital, our clinic. There was a house on the property, which is where she lived, and there was a barn. The barn has since been turned into an aviary for wildlife or an enclosure. And then we have about, between 15 and 20 other outdoor enclosures right now for different species of animals. But back in 2007, volunteers started falling through the floor of that single wide trailer because it wasn't built for seabird rehabilitation. And that really wet, moist environment. So she, Charnel got funding to build a state-of-the-art hospital on our property. So we now have a large state-of-the-art wildlife clinic, relatively fully functioning. We have an exam suite where we have, we can put animals under anesthesia to work on them. We have a small, little mini lab so we can run blood work. We can do, we could check fecals for parasites. You know, there's all kinds of things we can do in there on our own. Yeah, and then, of course, her house is now administrative building as well as the beginnings of an education center on our property.
And you work with local veterinarians?
We do, yep. So we work with Bayshore Animal Hospital in Warrenton. They have been our veterinarian for as long as I can remember.
And how do the injured wildlife, how do you get the injured wildlife? Who do you get a call from a citizen, typically, right?
Yeah, so typically how it works is we get a phone call from a visitor or someone local that's out on the beach, or they're on the road and they hit a red-tailed hawk with their car. They'll call us. They'll say, this red-tailed hawk is on the side of the road. I just hit it, or I saw it get hit, or, whatever the issue is. Depending on the species, if it's a robin, we're going to ask them to pick it up. If it's a red-tailed hawk, we'll probably send a volunteer. And we have kind of a Pony Express system, we call it. Volunteers all up and down the coast, because we cover such a large geographic zone all the way down to Newport. We'll call our Newport volunteer, and they'll bring it up to our Lincoln City volunteer, and then Lincoln City, kind of slowly work their way up to us. Typically it's just concerned citizens find injured or seemingly injured wildlife, call us up, and we find a way to get it to our.
So you have a lot of volunteers, because the way you operate is you have grants, you have people can make donations on your website. Clearly, the second annual Founders Dinner, which is happening in Seaside, is a great way for people to participate in an auction. We'll talk about that more in a little bit. But so right now you're functioning with volunteers and with donations and grants.
Correct. Yeah. So we are primarily volunteer. We do have four paid staff. We have two part-time, two full-time. which is new as of 3 years ago when our founder passed away. Before that, it was 100% volunteer-driven. So we right now have about 50 volunteers that work on-site with the direct animal care. We always need more, of course. Used to be that we had a hard time finding 15 volunteers a week to help with animal care. So we were more well-known than we were before.
Right. I think the Wildlife Center North Coast has had a higher profile in the community in the last few years, certainly since you've been doing it, and because you have educational programs in the community. I know you've been at Sunday Market. And now, and since there is more development, there's more encroachment into wildlife areas, there's probably more need for rehab and rescue of injured wildlife.
Right.
And the need is really great and it's growing.
Right. Yeah, it's, you know, the need is always there. And that's, you know, one thing, our kind of ultimate, it's one of the things our organization is working on right now is our vision statement. But one of our biggest visions is to make sure, is to, you know, have a future where wildlife and mankind can live harmoniously, right? Because we know, you know, you hear some like animal shelters, their vision is to be put out of business because all animals have a loving, caring home. That's just not realistic in a wildlife rehabilitation sense because animals hurt other animals. Animals can't find food and become ill. So there's always a need, and the need seems to always be growing, especially in a town like ours, which is pretty tourist heavy. In the summer, we get a lot of calls during our tourist season here in the summer.
And one of the things you're right about that is that not only do you have the mission of educating, you know, school children, which is one of the things you do too, but it's educating local people who live here about wildlife as well as all of our visitors,
right?
Because there are some things that they could do inadvertently to harm wildlife. So, that's a big piece of it too, is that educational piece.
It is. Yeah. One of our facets that we kind of take care of or cover is wildlife education, like you were saying, conservation education. So we go to local schools and bring a couple of live birds sometimes and talk about those specific species, as well as conservation issues that we see as a rehabilitation facility. We also cover conservation issues as a whole, you know, plastic pollution, habitat destruction. We try to keep it pretty, you know, pretty basic.
It's all connected,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
So, and Mary Page, you have just been there for a fairly short period of time, but what is it that you have that speaks to you about the Wildlife Center of the North Coast?
Well, when Josh was just talking about the facility itself, while it may be on Highway 202, I was so impressed the first visit I made. I had no idea. The hospital, the clinic itself is, Pauline there is the works with the volunteers, and it's just a day-to-day operation of taking care of these animals and how many actual birds that are being housed in their habitats as natural habitats as it can be in captivity while they mint. And it's amazing to actually see the work of the facility, because it just sits there on Highway 2. And every time I drive out there, it's like, okay, don't miss it.
Right. And because that's true. It is, because you really kind of function under the radar a little way, because it's not open to the public, although I know that next year you're hoping to have a couple of days where people can come out and see the facility. And and I think that's maybe even an auction item
So last year at dinner, we had what we called a feed and frolic auction item, which was coming out and helping out with kind of a day in the life of a volunteer at the Wildlife Center. We haven't decided yet whether we're doing that as part of our auction yet. But there are other opportunities that we're going to.
Yeah, and you actually could use a few more volunteers. So if you're listening to this program, well, certainly I would urge you to go to the website, the Wildlife Center of the North Coast. You can just Google it, and that will take you to the website where you can see, you can find out more information and about being a volunteer. And also, you can buy your tickets for the second annual Founders Dinner, which is Sunday, October 21st at the Seaside Convention Center. It's going to be a great event. And if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn. Today, we're talking about the Wildlife Center of the North Coast and their second annual Founders Dinner in Seaside, October 21st, which is a Sunday. In the studio, I have Josh Sarampa. He's the executive director of the Wildlife Wildlife Center of the North Coast, and Mary Page Rose, who is Development Director of the Wildlife Center of the North Coast. So, Josh, what else could you use there? I mean, you could use some volunteers, and they can just call the Wildlife Center and talk about volunteer opportunities. Clearly, people can make donations online as well for this incredibly worthy cause. And then they can buy their tickets. Mm-hmm. And do you also need things like blankets, sheets, or any of those kind of things? Or?
Yeah. So I'll, of course, I'll backtrack a little bit. So we are, I don't think I ever really touched on this, we are a 501c3 nonprofit organization. So we do rely on public donation to operate. We do have a few grants that we get every year to help with some of our general operating costs. It's certainly not nearly enough to cover what we do, so we really truly rely on the support of our communities, both financially and physically with their volunteer help, in order for us to kind of keep doing what we do every day, every year. So yeah, we always need those financial contributions, donations. And we do have a membership program that you can subscribe to online as well, which is, you know, as little as $45 a year. That gets you our members-only newsletter, invites to releases, and monthly updates, which I'll be 100% honest, and I haven't been really good about keeping up on those right now, but we're working on that. But on top of that, on top of the volunteering, which there are many, there are a lot of different opportunities for volunteering, both that are hands-on and some that are less hands-on if you're not too keen on handling a wild bird. We always need, we have a wish list, which is on our website, and I believe it's updated. But we could always use, you know, towels.
Sure.
Sheets. We could use Dawn dish soap, bleach.
Right.
You know, general cleaning supplies, exam gloves that you buy from, say, Costco. We're always looking for those. You know, those daily
items. You know what? I have a great idea. Why don't people who first go online, buy your ticket to the second annual Founders Dinner, and then when you come to the event, just bring like a few towels or bring some of those, bring something
Excellent
with you.
Idea.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the actual event. Last year, you had your first ever annual Founders Dinner in Seaside at the Convention Center there, and it was a wonderful success. It was so much fun. I was there, and it was a great experience for people.
Yeah, so last year, I mean, it's been kind of a vision of mine to have a dinner-style fundraiser for the organization, because you just see how successful they are for other nonprofits all over the place. And so last year was our first time actually having a dinner fundraiser, and last year we had 140 people attend. We're hoping to see many, many more, especially new faces. We like to get people new people involved in the organization. But last year we had about 140 attendees. It was our single largest fundraising event of the year, where we managed to bring in for the CARE Wildlife $32,000 in a night. And that, again, that goes directly to the CARE and, you know, operations of our facility, and the education program just kind of goes everywhere it's needed in our organization. So it was a huge success. And it just happened also to be our 20-year anniversary, and it was a really good opportunity for us to kind of pay, you know, respects to our late founder, Charnel, as well. And now this year, of course, we're hoping for it to be bigger and better. We're going to have, you know, we have five different auction items, live auction items, great experiences, which we can talk about if you'd like.
Yeah, actually, and David Reed, who's the executive director of the Astoria Warrington Chamber, is the master of ceremonies. Yep. He's going to do the auction items, and so you're doing well. It's a dinner. I think it's on Sunday. The doors open at 5, and then you can mingle with folks. Just the loveliest, kindest, nicest people. Because when you love wildlife, you understand that wildlife and nature have an intrinsic value that you just can't even explain it, really. I mean, poets do it probably best when they talk about the value of wildlife. And it all reminds us, when we have an interaction with any wildlife in a natural setting, it reminds us of those timeless things. It reminds us to pause in this crazy busy world where we're so stressed out. It's a gift. And so what you're doing is really crucial work for us, for mankind's sanity, I think, really. So you're going to have five live auction items.
Yeah. So we're going to have of course, a release party, a private release party with us, the Wildlife Center, where, you know, if you win that auction item, we say we have a ball eagle that's ready for release. We give you a call or send you an email, say, hey, we have this eagle that's ready for release. You want to come? You get to invite us, you know, basically as many friends as you'd like.
That's an exciting experience. Yep. I know I've heard some of these stories, and people just have goosebumps. It's just what a rare thing to be able to do.
Yeah, so the last year's recipient of that private release party, she just got to cash in hers on a bald eagle release out in Clatskanie, Oregon. She invited, I think, just a few of her close friends. They brought their own champagne. They toasted to the eagle being released back into the wild. And she sent me this long email, which I really should have brought what she wrote, because it was just amazing. She really enjoyed the release. It was a pretty spectacular experience for her, and she's looking forward to winning it again this year. So.
All right. But, yay. Good, good.
But yeah, so we have the private release party. We'll also be auctioning off Columbia River Bar Pilots excursion, where you get to go out with the Columbia River Bar Pilots, cross the bar, and enjoy that. Alan Evans from Helping Hands Reentry Program, he has donated a fishing trip for two. Out on his boat, he'll bring you out into the Columbia River, put you on the honey hole, and you guys get to, you know, catch some fish. We'll be having also two different chef experiences. So one is with Jonathan Hoffman. He is a former Iron Chef, Ghost Coastal Iron Chef. He will be doing a private dining experience for you and some of your friends anywhere you want. He'll come to your house. He'll do it on your back porch, you know, wherever you want to do it. And then we'll also be having Jennifer Holen and Chris Holen of Baked Alaska are donating a private dining experience in their annex at the Baked Alaska. Where Chris himself, Christopher Holen, will be up to 10 people. So you and nine of your friends can go into the annex and he'll cook for you and he'll pair it. It'll be a pairing.
That's fabulous.
With drink and everything.
Yeah.
So some pretty exciting auction items are very popular. Those chef experiences are usually the most popular. People like the idea of having someone, so a professional, come in and cook for them and their friends while they don't really have to think about it.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I think people maybe more experiences than stuff, than things, you know. Mm-hmm. It sounds like this in today's world, it feels like. And so right now the best thing for people to do would be to go and get their tickets online, and then they get to choose their entree. There's a selection that you can just do everything online. It's so easy.
Yeah. So if you go onto our website, which is coastwildlife.org, there's a tab at the top for the annual founders dinner, and the page it brings you to kind of gives you all the details for the event. There's a link to our ticket seller, kind of platform website. And then, of course, if you can't make it, there's an option on that page to make a donation instead, which is huge, helping support our dinner that way, too. So,
what do you see as the future? I mean, obviously, we're going to think positive thoughts that this is a very successful dinner because, again, the work you do is so valuable. What do you see as being some of the future direction of the Wildlife Center of the North Coast?
Well, I've thought a lot about this right now. So, like we've kind of talked a little bit about, we have this dream, this goal to be open to the public eventually. We want to be able to allow people to come out and see what it is that we do out at our facility. We want people to be able to come out and see our educational animals and really get that up-close experience with wildlife because, you know, I think a lot of us humans, a lot of us people are really disconnected from nature and wild animals. And so we want to be able to bring that connection, you know, right here to Astoria area. Right now I'm tentatively hoping that next year will be open to the public at least somewhat, whether that's a couple days a month.
Right.
But then also we kind of are working right now on hopefully having our first kind of nature outdoor camp, summer camp thing going on next summer, summer of 2019, where we'll bring some of the local youth out for 4 or 5 days to learn about habitats, to learn about the wildlife, see our animals, because there really isn't anything like that locally. Mm-hmm. And we want to be that for our community.
Yes.
So those are kind of our educational goals in the future. And as far as, you know, our rehabilitation rescue, we just want to continue to provide the best possible care, state-of-the-art care for our local wildlife in need. you know, we're always monitoring our success rates and our survival rates and adjusting appropriately, figuring out why it is, you know, this animal didn't make it. How can we improve on that?
Exactly. So, what helps them thrive? Because it is, it's rescue, rehab, release.
Yep.
And then it's good that you're tracking that too, to learn how to do things. We all hopefully can learn over time to do things in better ways.
Yeah. And we're always interested and excited to, let people see our facility.
State of the art.
So we're not open to the public, but we do schedule private tours. So if people are interested, they can give us a call.
Right.
Or go to our website and email us, and we're happy to schedule private tours of our facility. Because like I said, we really like our community to know who we are, what we do.
And you have some resident, don't you have some resident birds? Because I know when you go into the schools or when you go to the Sunday market, you take them, right?
Yeah, we have three what we call educational ambassador birds right now. We have Flynn, who's our American Kestrel Falcon. He's trained to sit on my glove, go to the public. We have our cormorant, our double-crested cormorant that we raised from a little chick.
He also goes to classrooms. Oh, my gosh. You know what? Because you see them with their wings outstretched. And the cormorants, I know, they
get a bad rap.
They get a bad rap, I think. But anyway, and you see them out there. But to be up close to one, that would be really cool.
Yeah, and then, we have our cormorant. He's a very exciting, you know, he's got a lot of character. And then our final bird right now is not trained to go to any education programs. She's more of a display bird. But Odin is her name. She's our one-eyed screech owl. We just are finished up building her permanent display enclosure at our facility where she'll be moving into. And the idea is the public will be able to see her in that enclosure.
Yeah, that's great.
So,
Oh, good. Well, you have your work cut out for you. So we only have a few minutes left. Mary Page.
Yes, ma'am.
Rose, what else would you like folks to know about the Wildlife Center of the North Coast or the dinner or anything?
Well, the dinner is coming up October 21st. And
it's a Sunday evening.
Exactly. And like we've already said, go online to order your tickets. The more the merrier, and the fabulous auction items, and basically the good works that goes on at the facility is amazing. And go on our website, and if you have any suggestions, I know last week we had a barbecue for some of the volunteers, and it was amazing how they all know their days. What day they work. They didn't know which day another volunteer worked, and they've got it all mapped out. They know they show up on a certain day, and so I think Thursdays is a day that we might really need a volunteer or two from what I gathered last week. So it's a wonderful organization, and we're doing some really great work. So
yes.
We look to see you at the dinner.
Absolutely. It's going to be great, great fun. And Josh, any last things you'd like the listening audience to know?
No, I'll kind of reiterate that we want you to come to our dinner. So go to our website. Tickets are $60. We have a couple of great meal choices there. For you, it'll be a lot of fun. Also, if you can't make it to dinner, consider making a donation via our website, or give us a call if you have items you want to bring.
All tax deductible.
It's all tax deductible. And then, of course, we're always looking for volunteers. So give us a call.
Thank you so much, Josh and Mary Page, and for the great work that, again, the value of wildlife in our world cannot be overestimated. So do something good for wildlife today. Go on to their website and buy your ticket. Do something to connect with the wildlife in our area. Thank you so much, Joanne Rideout, for being our engineer this morning, and my gratitude to local talented banjo instructor Michael Bruin for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today, right now. Take a deep breath. It is so good for body, mind, and spirit. And then, with gratitude, focus on the things that are going well in your life. There will always be those things that don't go well, but focus on the things that are going well with gratitude, and then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, the only one you are, and for doing the best you can, because everyone truly is. And then remind yourself that you are here in this now moment as you take that deep breath. You exist, you're here, and you belong here. And we're grateful that you are here now in this moment on the amazing planet we call Earth.